Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8 more days until Election Day. People already voting, as Patty said this morning. Long, long lines around New York over the weekend. The Jets played a lot better, but they still lost to the Buffalo Bills. They're 0-7 now. L.A. Dodgers, one win away from being the World Series champions. They beat the Rays 4-2 last night. Game 6 tomorrow night. And a country legend has died by the name of Jerry Jeff Walker. You got a little clip there you can play for me, Dino. He wrote this one song that became a hit by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. It was recorded by several different people, called Mr. Bojangles. You know who else did that song? Sammy Davis Jr.
Really?
Yeah, he did that song. So it's a kind of a big deal because he was he's lived in Austin for quite some time. He was a wild one. He'd get up there, and him and his band, they've never even rehearsed. But they had a great time, and he had written several of the big country hits. So yesterday or Saturday. The New York Post covered his death, and here's the headline. Bojangles guy dies.
Bojangles guy.
That's what they were. I'm not kidding you. Look at this. I'll show it to you. I cut it out. Bojangles guy dies.
Jeez.
Singer-songwriter Jerry Jeff Walker, who wrote the pop song Mr. Bojangles, has died at 78. He emerged from the Greenwich Village folk scene in the 60s. And then moved to Texas in the 70s. His band was called the Lost Gonzo Band. There you go. You know who used to love them? It was Don Imus. He was a big Jerry.
Oh, really?
Guy. Yeah. This guy was a rebel. There's no doubt about it.
You know, another interesting tidbit about him. He actually was the guy that for the very first time drove Jimmy Buffett down to Key West. Jimmy said if he hadn't driven him here, his career would have been completely different.
I actually watched that video that Jimmy Buffett talked about that. He makes it a little bit, the story he tells is a little funnier than you or me, but he's, of course, a professional storyteller.
Right.
But I love that headline, Bojangles guy dies. That was the headline in the Post. 7:15 at CBS FM. I was watching football yesterday, as I'd like to do on the weekends, and I saw this commercial. It's a Honda Sonata, and I know you know I've seen those cars that can help you park, parallel park, but this one is different. If somebody pulls in next to you, if you're parked side by side and you can't get in your car, you can start the car and pull it out.
It'll back out for you?
Yeah, remote control. And I'm watching. I've never seen that before.
What could go wrong?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. You could run over yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
But, I mean, I'm sure somebody's going, well, you haven't seen that before, Scott. Where you been? I just had not seen that commercial before. It's pretty cool. Got this girl in the truck pulls in. Some pickup truck pulls in beside her. And it just, I can't get out of there. And she starts her car and just pulls backwards. Anyway, if you want one of those, you can get it. Honda sells it. Right now, over to Patty. She's got the Daily Dirt. What's happening?
Well, the final debate between Trump and Biden was way more civil, of course, last week than the first one, but it wasn't as well watched. Thursday's debate had about 10 million fewer viewers than the first one, which was seen by 73 million people, while about 63 million watched last night's chat over, or last week's chat over 15 networks. Meantime, 60 Minutes had an interesting sit down with all the candidates last night. President Trump famously walked out on the pre-recorded interview with Leslie Stahl last week, but the show went on. Norm O'Donnell interviewed Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Biden, who turned 78 next month, was asked about his health and if something happened to him, what would go on in Washington. He said not to worry. His running mate, Kamala, would make a great president. Then last night, Joe hosted a virtual concert to rally support for himself. And he said the U.S. needs to stop four more years of George. Then he stopped short, and his wife leaned over and mumbled Trump. He'd apparently mixed up Donald Trump and George W. Bush.
They had an appearance in Pennsylvania. I think it was Pennsylvania. And I'm watching. His wife's a great speaker. She ought to be doing the speeches.
Yeah. And reminding him of who's president. Yeah,
so she's doing the speech. And they're out somewhere, and there's no crowd there because they're in the cars. They got their windows rolled down, and he's talking to them. While she's speaking, he's wandering around in the background. He just looks like some old guy lost.
Yeah.
He just keeps going behind her. You can see him on the camera just kind of floating around, waiting to get on the podium. And she was just a great speaker, I thought. What else you got today?
Adele hosted Saturday Night Live this weekend, and she looked amazing. She has lost 100 pounds on this thing called the SIRT diet, S-I-R-T. As she opened the show, she did mention her weight loss. She only brought half of herself. Now, the only thing, I don't know if you, did you get a chance to watch it, Scott?
I did not watch. I fell asleep.
She was really hard to understand. You needed subtitles.
That's what I just was saying.
Nobody
that
knew what she was saying. But she was great. And my favorite bit that she did that was a parody of The Bachelor, where she plays herself trying to get the guy to fall for her with a lot of singing. A little later, she went through in the bit lots of different songs that she had sung. It was really cute. I think she did a great job.
I missed that because of the darn Tampa Bay Rays. that game, oh my God, it went on and on and on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Saturday night. It was one of the most incredible World Series games I've ever witnessed. It's crazy. And the Rays won it, and then they got beat last night, so they play again tomorrow night. Thank you, Patty. Mm-hmm. Nice job. We were talking to Dino. He and his family had a family trip to Boston and Salem, and he was telling us about it before we went on the air this morning. He says, and I wonder, where'd you go, Salem, to see the witches?
Yeah, me and my friend Carly went to Salem to go see the witches, and we stayed in Boston, so we also went on a little excursion there.
You didn't actually see any witches, though, did you?
You know, people dressed up like them, but no, not right. Hopefully no real witches.
Did you compare it to something going on today?
Well, yeah, you know, they were talking about how they would accuse these people of being witches, and everything was just opinion. So I compared it to cancel culture. It was like, oh, you're a witch because you have a black hat, and then now
except
today,
you didn't get set on fire today if you're canceled.
That's
you
different than the
don't have a job.
Culture.
But now it's like one bad thing, and it's like automatically shame.
You're out.
No facts.
Yeah.
I thought you went with your whole family. You went with
No, just me and my friend.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Thank you, my friend.
He's 24. He doesn't travel with mom and dad.
No.
Oh, yeah, he does. On the boat, he does. He goes
of course.
That's different. That's a day
that's
on the
dad's boat.
How about this guy from Detroit? He accidentally bought $2 million lotto tickets and won the jackpot twice.
You're kidding.
Samir Mazaham, 56, from Dearborn Heights, said he was saving numbers on a lottery app after he bought a $2 ticket for the Mega Millions. He then realized he accidentally purchased a second ticket with the same darn numbers.
Now, does he have to split the money with himself, or does he get it twice?
He won $2 million prizes.
Wow.
He said, I was bummed out, but I didn't think about it too much. Then he checked his app and found out he'd won the $2 million prizes.
That's amazing.
I couldn't believe it was real. It took several days for the reality to set in that my mistake had paid off to the tune of $2 million.
Too bad he didn't buy 100 of them.
You're not going to accidentally buy 100.
No.
He recently claimed his prize. He's buying a new house. You're going to put the rest in savings. Winning is exciting. It gives me some comfort knowing that when I retire, I'll have some money in the bank.
So
he's all set to go. Good job, Samir. Also, oh boy, Kanye West did a podcast with, I think, the number one podcaster in the country, Joe Rogan. There was a 3-hour interview with Joe, and he says, this is a great time to put a visionary in the captain's chair, you know, because he's running for president.
He thinks he can still win, too. It's amazing.
He stated that God has called me to lead the free world. Well, I guess a guy would know it if God calls you.
Would
Don't
he?
You think?
Would he really know it?
I think so.
I don't know. With him, I'm not so sure.
I'm a great leader because I listen and I'm empathetic. He said, I was inspired by President Donald Trump's win. When I saw if Donald could win, I guess I could. He said, but I'm willing. He's humble about it. He says, I'm willing to start off simple, like governor of California.
Oh, there's a thought. Okay.
He didn't want to just all of a sudden go for a presidency.
Because that's no big deal, running the state of California.
Right. You can run that with your eyes closed. Look at the guy we got doing it now out there. If God's plan is to be the governor, that's fine. But my real calling is to be the leader of the free world. Thank you, Kanye West.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.